Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of August, 2020. Lots of 20s rolling around today. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Okay, you Oculus headset owners out there, you better love Facebook, because soon you're going to have a Facebook account to actually use the things. That's right, Facebook said they will start removing support for separate Oculus accounts in October. Though they are saying you can maintain your existing account until January 1st of 2023. Meaning, yes, starting this year, you'll only be able to sign up for an account through, yep, you guessed it, Facebook. Now, old headsets using non-linked accounts will still work, but of course some games, some apps, yep, tells the no longer function. And as you probably would have guessed too, all future unreleased Oculus devices, yep, all will require that Facebook login. Facebook's been slowly trying to do this since buying the platform back in 2014. Unfortunately, the day that a lot of people have dreaded of linking it to Facebook, yeah, has finally come. With those folks over there at Facebook, moving on over to Instagram, QR codes are heading out globally now. Yep, get ready for QR codes on the Instagram app now. That can be scannable from any supporting device, even third-party cameras. More or less, this is sort of Facebook/Instagram, looking at the business side of things. You know, print your QR code, customer scan it, woo, there's your Instagram account. Especially for all those influencers out there. Now, if you need to generate a QR code, pretty simple. Head to that settings menu, and then on your profile, tap that QR code. You'll probably see a name tag there for a few, but eventually that QR code, boom, there it is. After that, you can actually save or even share the image, where all your fine followers or whoever really gives a crap about you can scan it and be on their way. Shuffle buttons, yeah, it goes back to the old days of the CD, of course. And yeah, our streaming services have got it for our music, so why not throw it on Netflix as well? That's right, get ready for a shuffle button coming to your Netflix account. Pretty much it's there for you to say, I don't know what the hell to watch. Surprise me. Now, although this isn't 100% confirmed yet that it's going to be heading to everybody's account, some accounts have already seen it, meaning it's very much in beta testing right now. In fact, it's been that way since July. And from what we can also tell, too, it's only available on TV devices. Yes, you're smart televisions that have Netflix already integrated. So if you're using a Roku or say Apple TV, yeah, you won't be seeing it there just yet. And finally, hey, Tesla owners in California. Pretty hot out there right now, isn't it? Well, don't fully charge your Tesla, okay? We need the power. That's right, a few Tesla owners in California are being asked, yeah, don't fill up your car, all right? Reduce that charging time, please. And it doesn't matter where they are either. It could be at home or even at the company superchargers. That's because California, they need all the energy they can get right now due to the extreme heat wave they're having. Nothing new, unfortunately, for Californians. Heat waves and impacting the grid, yeah, kind of become a part of way of life out there. And unfortunately, your Tesla you just bought sucking up too much juice. In most areas of California, they're asking to reduce supercharging and home charging between the hours of 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. so they can offset and manage the demand for electricity. If you've got a story no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there and so much more. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter as well at British Tech. And definitely come hang out with us in our BTN community and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. Yep, no Friday edition tomorrow, boys and girls. However, though, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next few days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday, enjoy your Friday, and have a great weekend to come. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.